Christian message counters continued disintegration in Iran. Despite obvious hostilities, a ministry team offers Bibles in Pakistan, and a warrior leadership summit changes lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. G8 leaders are alarmed by Iran's post-election crackdown, although dissenters remain defiant. The instability in the country reminds people what happened in the Islamic Revolution. There are both good and bad possible outcomes from the situation for the church. It's a mixed bag, says evangelist Sammy Tippett.
It seems as though the government is so caught up with what's taking place and the protests that they have forgotten about believers and so left them alone to some extent, but in other places they're blaming the believers.
Many believers are underground, but Tippett says their television broadcast is reaching them.
I'm going through that series about how to face those hills in life right now in my broadcast, coinciding with a very difficult time in the life of the nation.
Although sometimes they're jammed, they're currently providing discipleship training materials. That's why believers need prayer support.
Pray that they would not give in to fear, but that they would be strong in the Lord, and that during these days that they would have great opportunities to share the gospel.
Next, Christians are condemning an attack on a Christian village in Pakistan's Kasur district last week. Life for believers is growing steadily difficult, and yet World Bible Translation Center is distributing easy-to-read Urdu Bibles there. Samson says, though the situation is tense,
Muslims there are open to the gospel, and they are eager to read the Word of God. This is a critical time in Pakistan. And if we don't send the Bibles at this time, at this very critical need of the hour, we'll be failing to do our part.
When someone comes to Christ, a grassroots discipleship forms through friendship with locals. WBTC has 6,000 more Bibles ready to be shipped. The only thing holding them back is funding. Prayer is needed.
Pray that there'll be more hearts opening. As one person coming to the Lord, he naturally influences the other person in the local communities. So please pray that this influence will spread.
Pray also for the safety of Christian workers who are always under a watchful eye. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of lives have been changed in the U.S. at the largest ever Ron Hutchcraft Warrior Leadership Summit. For 5 days, Native youth learned how to live the warrior way by making sacrifices and doing the hard things no one else wants to do. At least one out of every six responded to the message of salvation through Jesus, the greatest warrior. Now, 43 of the youth will spend July sharing the gospel on 8 different reservations. Pray God will use them to rescue many from death and darkness. Meanwhile, the fall of the Iron Curtain 20 years ago also signaled the opening of religious freedom, giving unprecedented opportunities to share the gospel. But religious freedom hangs in the balance in many areas. How will Western missionaries be affected? Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says that's why they're holding a forum in London, England, on new mission paradigms in the region.
This meeting is mostly for expatriate leaders of mission groups, NGOs, mission pastors, so that people can come together and analyze their strategy and investment in terms of ministry to the former Soviet Union.
While many organizations flocked into the former Soviet Union 20 years ago, Rakhuba says that's not happening now. It's not because of the lack of interest.
People simply don't see the opportunity today, but the need is greater than ever before in Russia and the former Soviet Union. Simply because there is a new generation rising.
And mentioning evangelical Christianity is a good way to shut down conversation in Cologne, Germany. But missionaries with Greater Europe Mission still see God working in the city. One providential encounter in an Italian restaurant led to a conversation that lasted till midnight. Andreas and Nora grew up in the Catholic Church, but removed their membership so they wouldn't have to pay a tax. Pray they'll continue to attend a local church plant and experience the power of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to needy people where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Just follow the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.